The threat from Russia, real and active. That's what the head of GCHQ, the government's cyber intelligence agency, said this week. What's it doing about it? Playing games. War games. Civil servants, military officers and academics in London have been acting out potential conflict scenarios. The idea is that it will help them to be prepared to deal with potential crises and learn from any miscalculations and mistakes now. Our defence correspondent Jonathan Beale has been to watch them play.
A total failure of TfL's control centre.
In a room at King's College London, Russia's military intelligence, the GRU, is working out ways to bring the UK to a grinding halt.
You cause a fire in the Hull oil terminal.
But here the GRU is being played by a British civil servant. This is just a war game.
Pacifist organizations within the UK, and then we're going to see.
While a real-life US defense analyst is playing the role of President Putin, working out how he can divide the NATO alliance.
So I am trying to split the alliance. Specifically, I want the British poodle put in its place and distracted, chasing its own tail, so that they are not able to support the rest of the alliance.
He's among 100 people, including serving and former military, government officials and enthusiasts, taking part in what's like a giant board game mixed with real-life events. Jim Warman is overseeing the game.
We've made it clear to the players here that some of the incidents might be accidental and not a result of Russian action. Some of them might be the result of Chinese action or Iranian action or ISIS. There's a lot of opportunity for cyber activity.
In this large hall, it is the UK government, essentially.
Ministers need to be back here. Something's happened.
In front of me is the cabinet, the Prime Minister and all the secretaries of state. And then in smaller tables, you can see the Home Office, different departments, intelligence services, security services, the police, all trying to cope with varying degrees of chaos. As the day progresses, the crisis gets more complex.
So at the moment, we're the great credit card meltdown is going to happen, and then we'll be looking at a power generation issue, a refugee crisis in Kent, and then flooding in Norfolk.
But it's not always Russia that's to blame. John Bassett is a former official at the British intelligence agency, GCHQ.
One of the key aspects of this game is the question of attribution. If there is an incident or something that looks like a security incident or a terrorist incident or something of that order, how confident are officials, are ministers, that this is the actor it seems to be?
We resolved the potential terrorist threat in Portsmouth, okay. However, it's not been attributed.
We've also found out that the ISIS attack was in fact by ISIS, it wasn't the Russians.
Wargaming highlights the potential for misunderstanding. In real life too, senior British military officers have warned of the dangers of a miscalculation that could lead to war. And that's exactly how this game plays out.
So the top layer of government is holding a secret meeting in a bunker in Wiltshire. At the same time, two of Britain's nuclear submarines are at sea, unusually because they're changing over. The Russian team have picked up that A, British government has gone into bunkers, B, more than usual nuclear submarines are at sea, and have interpreted this as a potential nuclear escalation.
It leads to a nuclear standoff. Graham Longley Brown, who's conducted these exercises with the UK military, says wargaming is crucial to understanding threats and potential pitfalls.
It's countries that take warfare seriously wargame. So Israel, Russia, China, America, not the UK. I'm being blunt, but we have got a long way to catch up. We're not wargaming anything like the number of scenarios that we should be doing.
Generally, yeah, we need extra resources. The police are pretty much out of action.
Katie, who works for the MOD, says it's more than a game when you're learning vital lessons.
We might pick up insights in this that actually in a future event, it's like, oh, we've wargamed that, it went like this, and be able to implement that.
Hello.
Is this the British Prime Minister?
In this game, a telephone call between the British Prime Minister and Russia's president averts a nuclear confrontation.
Vladimir, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
If there is a final lesson,
It's the importance of keeping the lines of communication open.